Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Glory be unto the Most High God. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Divine Connection. To honor God today, we bless Him and exalt His name and thank Him for a marvelous, wonderful day He's added into our lives. We thank Him for His love and kindness, His mercy that is renewed every morning, for grace, for favor. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me, bless His holy name. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, Thy name shall be praised. We honor Him for this magnificent, majestic, glory to God, power. We thank God, glory to God, because without Him we can do nothing, but through Him we can do all things. We thank Him, glory to God, because if it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be, especially at the hours and the time it is in life at right about now? So I give Him praise and glory and thank Him for being a part of the kingdom of God. Thank Him, glory to God, for the gifts that He's placed in our lives. Thank Him, glory to God, for so many marvelous and wonderful things that He is doing. And with Him, glory to God, and with His word, we can do all things. We thank God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless His holy name. I bless God for you tonight joining us. And we believe in the Lord that everything is going to line up and come in place. No matter what it has been in time past, when the adversary has been fighting the ministry, trying to keep the system down or some other area, he's trying to affect us. So we're just going to stand on the word tonight that all is well. I'm sorry, but the computer tried to, something came out. We bless the Lord. One moment, please. So as we continue, we're going to give you glory and give Him glory and praise, and we're going to prepare ourselves for the warriors to come on as we prepare for, glory to God, for, I don't believe, do you know that this got knocked back out again? Oh, I tell you, it's going to be well. It's going to be well. One moment. Let's try to pull it back up again. Praise the Lord, everybody. I pray, glory to God. God has blessed you and moving on your behalf. And you're holding on to the promise of the Lord and not being moved by what you're going through, but holding on to the promise of the Lord. And He is worthy to be praised. So we have the walk by faith, speak the word, declare the word, stand on the word, obey the word, and know, glory to God, we got to have the patience with the word too as well, to know this too shall pass, whatever the trial, the test is, but whatever you're working it for the good, God, we thank you. Learning to bless Him at all times. Praise you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. I'm going to go ahead and, I don't believe it. Oh, Father, in Jesus' name. Well, anyway, I'm going to go ahead and read this to you, and we'll try once more. And if I have to put a song on while I check with the system, we're going to have prayer. We're not going to allow the enemy to steal any more from us that he has. So we pray that you will pray with us too. But Father, in Jesus' name, as we honor you tonight and give you glory, we know that all things work together for good, and we know that you gave us power and authority to bind and loose and cancel the assignment of the enemy. So we cancel the interruption and coming up against the system and coming up against, glory to God, this ministry. For know that we are in the will of the Lord to pray and intercede. You told us to pray without ceasing, and you told us what the power of prayer can do. The effective fervent prayers, glory to God, avail much. And God, we thank you for the healing, the deliverance, for the salvation, for the peace, for the joy, for all the great and mighty things that you are doing through the power of prayer on a daily basis. And glory to God, what you're doing in our lives right about now. So no matter what, Satan, we command you to loose your hold off of this system and off this prayer tonight. You will not hinder it in Jesus' name. So God, we glorify you. Thank you in advance. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul and all that's within me, I'll continue to praise and magnify your name. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Okay, what we're going to read tonight is protection out of the Divine Connection Devotional Bible. And it says, do not fear, for I, your God, am with you. I will uphold you with my righteousness, my righteous right hand. Let these words enfold you like a warm blanket, sheltering you from the coldness of fear and dismay. When trouble seems to be stalking you, grip my hand tightly and stay in communication with me. You can trust and not be afraid, for I am your strength and song. My powerful presence is with you at all times. You face nothing alone. Moreover, I have promised to strengthen you and help you. Awareness of these truths can fill you with joy and peace. My righteous right hand holds you up in both good times and bad. When things are flowing smoothly in your life, you may be unaware of my sustaining presence. Should I cease to support you, though you should quickly fall. When you are walking through the valley of the shadow of death, keenly aware of your needness, you gratefully cling to my strong hand. My right hand sustains you during these times of affliction, enabling you to keep putting one foot in front of the other as you endure your trials in trusting dependency on me. I bless you in the midst of hardship. I even stoop down to make you great. I reach down into the valley of affliction and lift you in sacred pleasures shared with me. See also as reference Isaiah 41:10, and that says, fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Yea, I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. If I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And song Isaiah 12:2, Psalms 23:4, and Psalms 18:35 is the reference. Praise ye the Lord. He is worthy to be praised. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. We're going to give a moment. I'm going to find some music and put on for a minute, and I'm going to check on that system because we have some women of God that are going to come on to pray, and we're not going to miss what God has to say in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. So hold on a minute. I'm going to mute you just for a minute.
This is the one I love you, Ted. Dancing on me, right. not con-
Well, praise the Lord, my dears. Praise God. We're still giving God glory, evidently. We're not a defeated foe, but the system will not pull up, so I can be able to bring the prayer warriors on. So I may just have to go ahead and just try to just go ahead and pray tonight, and if it doesn't pop on while I'm praying, then we'll pray, but prayerfully touching the green in the background, and I'll try to make contact with you all later. I have to try to find out what is the problem with the system while we're going through this tonight. I don't have no idea, no inkling what it is. So in the meanwhile, my dears, praise the Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, as we come in your presence tonight, God, we give you glory and honor, as you are worthy to be praised. Oh, Lord, pray. Look like we may start praying. Look at God. We give God the glory and honor, for he is worthy to be praised. I just want to exalt your name because you're worthy. I know there will be some people praying in the background, and by the time I'm getting ready to say, okay, we're going to pray, everything open up. So, God, I thank you, and I give you glory and praise. You are such an awesome God. There is none like you. Oh, Father, we bless you tonight. We thank you for opening the lines and working things out that we may be able to go forth to do what you've called to forth and assigned to our hand to do in the name of Jesus. So, God, I bless you. I thank you tonight for Jesus, for the Holy Spirit, for the Word, God, for our families, and thank you for the prayer warriors. Thank you for the intercessors, not only on the Divine Connection Blog Talk, but all around the world and all around the globe in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God, because without you, we can do nothing, and God, you're proving yourself every day. As you said, trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways, acknowledge you, and you'll do the directing of our path. We thank you for greatest thy faithfulness. God, there is none like you. And as we come in your presence tonight, you know, glory to God, all the things before we even ask what they are, but you told us to ask and it shall be given. Seeking we shall find, knocking the door shall be opened. And you told us to pray without ceasing and pray one for another, bear one another's burden. So, God, we want to stand in the gap for those that are in need of a healing, deliverance, salvation, encouragement, may need, glory to God, prayer for their homes, their marriages, their families. May glory to God be for their bodies, glory to God, or whether they're going through on their jobs. Whatever it may be, God, we want to pray, even for those that are in prison and even for our enemies, God. We want to come in your presence, and we want to have that attitude that, God, whatever your will is, God, to move our flesh out the way so the Spirit of the Lord can have free reign in us. We don't want to come with a murmuring and complaining as, glory to God, we walk through our daily walk with you, but we want to come in faith. And you said, glory to God, the only way to please you is faith. And you didn't give us a spirit of fear, but power and love of a sound mind. As we come tonight, God, our eyes is fixed on you, looking to the hills, with coming thy help, and you being the author and the finish of our faith. Bless these, your people, as we come together. In Jesus' name, amen. Bless the Lord. Praise God. We're going to, if I'm not mistaken, I'm going to open the line, and preferably Mother Alexander. This is Mother Alexander. Is that you on the line? Let me make sure that I open it. I hope I'm not. Praise the Lord. I got the sound down, so I might be missing you if you're speaking. Hold one moment. Mother Alexander, are you there? All right, then Mother McCormick. Praise God. We have you to open with prayer. Praise God. Are you there?
Hello? Yes, I'm here.
Hello, Mother McCormick? Yes,
yeah.
Ma'am. Praise God. As the Lord bless you tonight, we give God the glory for you continue to standing and praying in the background and all the other warriors. But at this time and so forth, pray to God bless, and we open the line for you to pray. Amen.
Amen. Father in heaven, excuse me. Father in heaven, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come this afternoon. Lord, we just want to thank you right now for life, health, and strength. Lord, we want to thank you for your love and your kindness and your tender mercy. And, oh, God, we ask you right now, Lord, forgive us for all our sins and wrong. And, oh, Father God, we just want to thank you, Lord God, for healing, for strength. Lord God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. And, oh, God, we thank you for your love. And we thank you, Lord God, for salvation on today, God, because we know, God, that we need salvation on today. And, Father, we pray, Lord God, for your deliverance right now for your people, Father. And, oh, God, we ask you in the name of Jesus that you would come forth, God, with your anointed right now, Lord, that you would touch somebody right now in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, we ask you right now, God, to send your spirit, God, to dwell in your people right now, Father. Oh, God, we ask you in the name of Jesus also, God, to cover us with your blood. And, God, as you cover us with your blood, God, give us the power and a mind to be able to do the things that you ask us to do. Father, we just want to thank you right now, God. We thank you right now, God, for your prayer warrior, Father. Oh, Father, we thank you for faith, God. Oh, Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for all things that you are doing in this life or world. And, Lord God, we ask you right now, God, to look down on your people, Father. God, we pray, Lord God, for the saints of God, Lord God. We pray right now, God, for those that are oppressed today, God, that those that's going through problems and those that's lonely and not able to see their way out, God. Let them know, God, that you're right there beside them, Father. Father God, let them know that you'll never leave them nor forsake them. Let them realize, Heaven and Father God, if they just only look to the hill from which coming their help, all their help come from you today, God. Heaven and Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would just touch their minds and let them realize, Heaven and Father God, that without you they could do nothing. Heaven and Father, we just want to say, Lord, look on them right now and just touch them right now and let them realize, Heaven and Father, that you see what they're going through. You see the situation. You see the condition that people are going through today, God. You said in your word, God, that we will lift our eyes to the hills from which come in our help. All our help comes from you. You told us, God, to trust you. You told us to lean not to our own understanding, but all our ways are not as you. And, Father God, we just bind up the hand of the devil right now, God. They're always trying to come and always trying to do things that's not right. Father, we bind that devil up in the name of Jesus, and we plead the blood of Jesus on the enemy right now because he has no authority over the people of God in the name of Jesus. And we just want to thank you, Lord God, because we know that the word is right by itself. It needs no adding and it needs no taking away. And so, God, we just thank you, Lord God, and we pray for the deliverer of people that's oppressed today. There's so much is going on, so much is happening in the world today. So much is happening that people don't know why things are going like they're going, but they know, God, that you are the answer. You are the answer to everything that we need. And we thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, that shedded that blood on back on Calvary Cross. He didn't have to do it, but he did. And I thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, we just ask you right now to keep us, Lord. Keep us as we walk this journey, God. Keep us as we go through our trials and our tribulation. Look on us, oh God, and help us to realize, God, that you is the author and the finish of our faith, that you are everything that we need today, God. And let us realize, Heavenly Father, God, that you said in your word, God, that you would never leave us nor forsake us. You told us to always look to you, God. You said, God, that you would be there for us, Heavenly Father. And, God, we just thank you right now, God. You said in your word, God, what then shall I say? If God be for us, who could be against us? And we know, God, that you always there, God. You always walking with us, Heavenly Father. You just is not walking with us in the wrong way, but you walking with us when we're walking right. And so, God, we just want to thank you right now, Heavenly Father. We pray right now for strength. We pray right now, God, for deliverance, because somebody is crying out today, God. Somebody is going through some situation, God, that they don't know how they're going to make it, Father. Somebody needs you right now in the name of Jesus. And, God, we pray for the oppressed right now, God. We pray for those that's lonely, God, and let them know, God, they don't have to be lonely. Don't let them know, God, that you're right there. All you want to do, come unto me, all that is laboring, heavy laden. You said, I will give you rest. You said, take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden light. Heavenly Father, God is right there. Whoever might be hearing this word on tonight, I come to let you know that Jesus is right there at your foot. He's right there at you. All you got to do is reach out. He just wants you to reach out and touch him. He just wants you to just come to him and just cast all your cares upon him, because he cares for you today. He knows what you're going through. He sees the condition that you're going through. He will make a way out of no way when you can't see the way. He will do it for you. All you got to do is just love him. Just look to him today. Whoever it might be on this phone today that needs that help, just believe in Jesus Christ. Just trust in him. and watch him work it out for us. Watch him do it for you. All you got to do is just take a faith, take a walk of faith, and just look to him. Just forget about everything else in the past, but just believe in the word of God. Just get into that word. You may can't understand it, but get in it and believe God is able to see you through in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is healing and there is deliverance in the name of Jesus. And also those that's brokenhearted tonight, God. There are some that's brokenhearted. There's some that have lost their loved ones on tonight. There's somebody, God, that just don't know what way to go on tonight. But we thank you, Heavenly Father, because you have that arm, your arms all around them. You said, God, that when trouble comes, you will hide us in your trouble. You said you would be right there, God. You said you would never leave us nor forsake us. And we thank you, Lord God. You said in your word, God, that you were a creel thing. And, Lord God, we just thank you right now. You said in your word is in Psalms 34:17, the righteous cry out, and the Lord hear and deliver them out of all their trouble. In heaven, the Father, we know, God, as we cry out to you, you will deliver us out of our trouble. You will see us through situations when we don't even know how the situation is going to be made. You will open that door. You will make that way for us. And, God, all you want us to do is just step out in faith. All you want us to do is believe in your word. All you want us to do is just have that faith and just believe that you are over, that we are overcomer. And so, God, we thank you, Heavenly Father. And, God, we pray for the world as a whole today, God. We pray, Lord God, for the oppressed, God. We pray for those that's brokenhearted, those that's lonely. We pray for them all right now, God. And we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. And we thank you for how you're going to fix each and every one that's going through this situation right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
God be the glory. Praise the Lord. This time we're going to open the line for Mother Alexander.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you today in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, there is so much going on in this world today. But we know that you is a God that hears us when we call, and you also, we know that you answer a prayer, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah. Lord God, we thank you for who you are in our lives. Thank you, Lord. Most of all, Lord God, we give in thanks for this prayer line, Lord God. For, Lord, you gave us power and authority and dominion to bind things that come against us, Lord. So we bind in anything that come against the prayer line right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. We claim this prayer line will grow in the mighty name of Jesus. We claim it's grow in the name of Jesus, that we love prayer coming true. Nothing will stop it. In the name of Jesus, we claim this. Father God, you said in your word, cast every cares on you. And we know nothing is impossible for you to do, Heavenly Father. So we come mighty to the throne of grace because we know your word said, Lord God, come boldly to the throne of grace. Cast every cares on you. We know you is a Father that answers prayer. We know, Lord God, that you said you'll never forsake us. You'll never fail us. So there is no failure in you, Father God. So we stand boldly and know that there will be no failure in this prayer line in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah. We come today, Lord God, to pray for the saints, Lord God. Pray for those that is out there wayward, Lord God. Those that is weak in one area and ready to stand and say that, Lord, help us to do this. We bind in the works of the enemy that come against them, Lord God, because you empower us with the power to stand boldly and to speak the gospel. Help us, Lord God, that we must know who we are in Christ Jesus, that when we stand to bring the gospel, let nothing stop us. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, your word is what I'm claiming the victory on. Because if you said it, Lord, we must stand boldly on it. We believe it, Heavenly Father. We believe that nothing is impossible to them that believe in the word of God. And now that you said it, we stand on it. No weapon. mind, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you today. We thank you for how good you've been to each and every one of us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. And we ask you, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, touch the church, Lord God. Wake them up, Father God. Some of us is laying to sleep at the wayside, just sleeping. And Lord God, we ask you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, wake up your people, Lord God. Let them come to realize that you have gave us the power to stand boldly. You have gave us the victory through all things. Help us to know that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So when we stand up, stand boldly and praise his holy name. Because there is no other way, Lord God. You are the only Savior. There is no other. The beginning and the end is only you, Lord God. So, Lord, we thank you today, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for being the Lord of our life, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for being our Savior, our Deliverer, our Provider. Because if not been for you, where would we be? Only you, Heavenly Father. There is no other. Lord, I come against this foul spirit of sickness and disease that come against your people right now. We come against them with the blood of Jesus, and we claim victory in the name of Jesus, because according to the promises, Lord God, you said in the word, Lord God, you take away sickness from the midst of us, according to your promise, Father God. Standing on the word, Heavenly Father. We standing on the promises because we know they got to come forth. Because according to your promise, Lord God, you said in your word, you will not fail us. You'll never forsake us. So, Lord, we just praise you today. We just give you glory and honor, Lord, because we know you is a God that hears us when we cry. And, Lord, we thank you today. Lord, I pray for the youth out there today, Lord God. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, for shedding around a hedge around these grandsons, oh, God. Thank you, Lord God. For being such a great deliverer, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for opening doors when men said are closed, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for keeping us, Lord. Keeping us in your word, Lord God. Because your word said, Lord God, you'll never leave us, you'll never forsake us. And Lord, I'm standing on those promises. We believe, Lord God. Every word you said, Lord, we believe it, Lord. And we claiming the victory in everywhere, Lord. Victory in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we bring sisters before you today, Lord God. Oh, Lord, you see their heart, Lord God. And you see every area of their life, Lord God. But, Lord, we ask you, Heavenly Father, to strengthen the inner man in them, Lord God. That they will push on, Lord God, and stand firm on your promises. Because it cannot be void, Lord. Your word said it. It got to come forth. Oh, God, strengthen the inner man in them, Lord God. That they will stand regardless of the storm, Lord. They will stand. Oh, Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, for bringing healing in the body, Lord God. For taking away disease and sickness from the midst of them, Lord God. Oh, God, I thank you today, Lord God. I thank you for being the head of our life, Father God. I thank you for how you make a way out of no way, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we pray for those that are in prison, Lord God. Renew the mind, Heavenly Father. Renew the mind in the name of Jesus, Father God. Renew the mind, Lord God. Bring them into a knowledge of truth, Lord God. That nothing is impossible for you to do, Lord God. Turn the lifestyle around, Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, I bring those that is in authority before you, Heavenly Father. Lord God, you said in your word, Heavenly Father, pray for those that is in authority. Heavenly Father, I ask you to renew their mind, Lord God. Bring them in to acknowledge the truth, Lord God. Only you can do it, Heavenly Father. Only you can open the eyes of man to see the right way, Lord God. Touch the mind, Lord God. Renew heart, Lord God, that they come to a knowledge of truth, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, you said in your word, Lord God, pray for those that is in authority, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for the body today, Lord God. Oh, Lord, I'm asking you to wake them up in the name of Jesus, because some of us seems to fall asleep, Lord God. Wake them up, Heavenly Father, that they come to acknowledge that you are the only deliverer. There is no other. Father God, I thank you today, Heavenly Father. Thank you for being a healer, Lord God. Thank you for being a provider, Lord God. Thank you for being a heart regulator, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for how good you've been in my life, Lord God. All I can say is thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for who you are, Heavenly Father, because there is none like you, Heavenly Father. There is no deliverer like you, Heavenly Father, and there is no healer like you, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we thank you today, Lord God. Thank you for being so good to us, Lord God. Help us to stand firm on your word, Lord God. Help us to not be sleepy on the wayside, Lord God, but keep on pushing on to do the work you gave us to do. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to your name, Heavenly Father. Father, we love you and we praise your holy name, Lord God. There is none like you, Father God. None like you, Heavenly Father. You are the Lord of lords and the King of kings. There is no other deliverer. There is no other provider. Only you can do it, Lord God. And so, Lord, we come today to give you glory, give you praise, Heavenly Father, and give you honor, Heavenly Father, because there is nothing that you cannot do, Lord God. And according to your promise, Lord, Lord, you said in your word, believe when we ask. Believe when we ask. Standing by faith, we must receive if we do according to your word. And Lord, we stand in Heavenly Father. We stand in Heavenly Father. That your word will never fail, Lord God, because we believe, Heavenly Father. We believe, Heavenly Father, that your word said it, we shall stand on it. By faith, we must receive what we are asking for, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you today. I thank you today, Heavenly Father, for being the Lord of our life, Lord God. For being a mighty God, that there is none like you, Heavenly Father. You are the only living God. Oh, that men would praise the Lord according to his will. Lord, I thank you today, Lord. I thank you today, Father God, for being so good to us, Lord. So good to us, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Yarabosika, Yarabosia, Rosita Roboshanta Babasia. Only you, Lord God. Only you can do it, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we give you glory and honor today. We thank you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory
to God.
Glory.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise God. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Lord of Evangelist Willette, praise God. The line is open.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times, and in my mouth I will continually praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, in the precious and matchless name of Jesus, we just bow our heads to you to give you reverence this evening, Heavenly Father, to appreciate you, to thank you, to say that you truly are our Father, which art in heaven. Thank you so much for loving us so much. Thank you for perfecting that which concerns us. Thank you that your word is right and all of your works are done in truth. Thank you for being the true and living God, the one who spoke to Moses and explained that you are the I am that I am, Hallelujah. You are the self-existing God. Hallelujah. You, hallelujah, are all powerful, all knowing, hallelujah, all seeing, hallelujah. And I thank you for being so good and how that you, Lord God, manifest your love toward mankind when you allow Jesus to get up out of yourself and come to earth, hallelujah, and become a part of the creation that you created, Heavenly Father, that he might be the supreme sacrifice for everyone that will ever be born. So thank you for manifesting the depth of your love that you have for us. Thank you, Lord God, that you spared not your only begotten Son, but you gave him up that we might live. And therefore, hallelujah, we thank you for the life that you have given us. We thank you for what you've already done. Thank you that you've already made us more than conquerors because of the shed blood of Jesus and the resurrection of our Savior and Lord. Thank you so much, Heavenly Father. We thank you for being so good to us, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you are caring about every detail of our lives. You know about our end even before the beginning. Hallelujah, whatever is concerning or pertains to us, Lord God, you're concerned about it. And, oh, God, we seek you this afternoon in appreciation that we realize that, hallelujah, because our life is hid in Christ, hallelujah, everything that we may go through, it's already worked out. So, Lord God, we're lifting up, hallelujah, prayers to you in accordance with your word, because your word says to pray without ceasing, and if we have any type of relationship with you, it means that we want to get on the line and spend time in your presence. We want to get in your presence, Lord God, because in your presence is the fullness of joy. At your right hand, hallelujah, are pleasures forevermore. Hallelujah, Jesus said on the cross, hallelujah, to the thief, O Lord God, today you will be with me in paradise. So I have no doubt that you're going to do exactly what you said. Thank you that you love me so much. I thank you, Lord God, that you're letting us know, Lord God, that we are special to you. Lord God, according to your word, Lord God, you, Lord God, see us, Lord God, hallelujah, as a special creation, a peculiar people, O Lord God, royal priesthood. Oh, God, we thank you, O Lord God. And according to your word, you said to as many as receive him, the Lord Jesus, hallelujah, to them, you gave the inalienable right to become the children of God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that when we confess Jesus as Lord, we become a part of the greatest family on earth. Thank you for giving us vocal cords to be able to speak and say something about situations that is not comfortable for us or for those that we love. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that we can cry out, Lord, have mercy on us. Have mercy on this one or that one, and have the expectation, Lord God, that our words are not vain words, but Lord God, and we're not speaking amiss, but we know that you hear us when we cry out to you, when we cry out to you in faith and in accordance with your will for our lives. And Father God, in accordance to your word, you desire that we be in for us to be soul, to be whole, and you desire for us to prosper, O God. So we pray in accordance with your word. We pray, O God, for your grace and your mercy, O Lord God. We pray for the favor of God, hallelujah, in the life of your people this evening, Heavenly Father, in the life of our loved ones. We're praying, O God, in the name of Jesus, for those that are yet lost, O God, praying that you, Lord God, will manifest yourself to those that are yet lost. And, Lord God, we pray for the laborers of the harvest this evening, that you will send forth laborers, O God. We thank you that your Holy Spirit goes forth before before us, O God, and prepare the hearts of those that are lost that they might be receptive to the word that they hear. So we lift up people that are yet lost, O God, because we know this is your passion. This is your heart, Lord God. That's why you sent Jesus, because you realize, hallelujah, that man would still be walking in darkness had it not been for our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, God, we pray, oh, God, for those that are still blinded by selfish desires and by worldly lust, oh, God. We pray, oh, God, that you open up the blinded eyes this evening, because you're able to do exceeding abundant all above all that we ask or think. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you loose them that have been bound by addictions and strongholds and sex and moral sins, oh, God. Loose them, Lord God, who have wrong type of thinking, and give them, let them be transformed by letting their minds be renewed according to what your word says. Thank you that you've given us authority this evening as children of God. Hallelujah. In my words, you deputize us and you give us a right, hallelujah, to be explosive to those that are practicing wickedness and darkness in the name of Jesus, simply by saying, devil, you are alive. And we command that everyone that you have lied to and you have influenced, that your influence is now over. We render it null, void, and ineffective right now by the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. You said, Jesus, in your word, that have faith in God, have the God kind of faith. And if you say hallelujah to the mountain, uproot yourself and be cast into yonder sea, and not doubt in your heart that you shall have whatsoever you say. Thank you, Lord. And we speak, O God, in the name of Jesus, that every stronghold of addiction and sex and moral sins and drugs addictions and, Lord God, whatever the addiction might be, God, in the name of Jesus, we bring those down by the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ and bring it under the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ this evening. Thank you, Lord God, that whatever we say, believing that we receive, we have what we ask of thee. Thank you that we have faith in you, Lord God. He that come to the Lord must believe that God is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So, Father, we're seeking you this evening with appreciation and, Lord God, praise. And, Lord God, we just worship you because you're the God that's able to do, oh God. And we're praying in accordance with your word, because you would that none should be lost this evening. So we're lifting up those that are yet lost. Those that are lying, we pray that they put away lying for them. Those that are stealing, we pray that they put away stealing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we pray that eyes will be open, ears will be open, oh God, and hearts will be open to the knowledge and the preached word of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, we realize that people everywhere need you, Lord God. And then, Father God, we pray for the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, especially those who hold positions of leadership. We lift them up first, oh God, praying that you open up their spiritual hearts, oh God, and their spiritual ears, that they may be able to hear a word that comes from you. And we're praying, oh God, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you send your message, oh God, to your messengers, and let them preach with the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, as though Jesus is preaching the word. I believe, dear God, when a preacher preaches the gospel of Jesus Christ, and they already believe that it's so, when it goes forward, it would have more effectiveness. So I pray that you give message to your servants, O God. It might be a lay member, O God. Don't have to be preaching behind the pulpit, but it might be, Lord God, someone in the pew, O God. But when you open up their mouth, give them a message, O God, that will stir the heart of the hearer and cause the heart of the hearer to be challenged to want to change at the name of Jesus. let your word continue to go forth. And we realize, regardless of everything that's going on, it's not caught you by surprise. But I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you got a word for everything. And Lord God, you said all things, hallelujah, even though a lot of things don't look good today, but all things work together for good, because when bad things happen, especially when a lot of bad things happen, it seemed like some people would desire to go to church. Some people would want to pray even a little bit more. So we pray, oh God, that people realize, hallelujah, first of all, who they are, and that they will begin to be obedient to the voice, your voice, because you said, my sheep hear my voice, hallelujah, and a stranger they'll not follow. So, Father God, we're even asking you on behalf of the prayer warriors everywhere, oh God, that you speak to the inner man, speak to the heart, oh God, of your people, oh Lord God. Let us not just be praying empty words, but let us pray what the Spirit of the living God has to say. And when we don't know what else to say, we pray that your Holy Spirit will make intercession on our behalf. Will he pray for us? Hallelujah. Oh God, we need you this evening. Our families need you, Lord God. Our nation needs you. Our world needs you, Lord God. Our soldiers, people everywhere need you. And then, God, not only remember those that hold office of leadership in the church, but remember those who hold office of leadership in this great nation that you've allowed us to be a part of. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I appreciate you and I love you. Whatever you do is good, Heavenly Father. It's marvelous, hallelujah. And I thank you, Lord God, that don't make no difference how much barking the dogs bark or how much noise the enemy make, hallelujah. You've already worked it out for good. Thank you, Lord God, for every blessing that you pour out and bestow upon your creation today. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah. We pray, oh God, that people will begin to see it's time to turn to the Lord. It's time to have a change mindset. Oh God, and we pray for those who are caretakers, specifically caretakers of those who have now been in a condition for so long a time. We pray, oh God, that you give favor to those who work in nursing homes or who come to residences and care for people who cannot care for themselves. I pray, oh God, that when they begin to do things for someone that cannot do for themselves, you open up the windows of heaven and thank you in advance for blessing these people. Some of them can't do a whole lot, but even if they come and bring a cool glass of water for someone who cannot bring it to themselves, I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you bless them with what they stand in need of. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I pray a supernatural miracle of homes to be paid off, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, for those who take the time to care, oh God, for people that can't do for themselves. This is a special request that I'm asking for you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You said whatever we ask, believing that we receive. And I thank you, Lord God, that because we are your children, you give us authorization to speak and say something about situations so that they can be changed. I pray, oh God, for those that are struggling, Lord God, with what they need to do next, Lord God, what church they need to attend, oh God, what city they need to move to, oh God, what house they need to move to in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, that you give them clarity in the name of Jesus. Give them a good understanding, oh God, because they are willing to do for someone that cannot do for themselves. And finally, Heavenly Father, I pray for the doctors and physicians and for the nurses and the caretakers and, Lord God, the those who cook food, the engineers who keep the buildings clean. Oh, God, I pray for these people specifically. I pray, oh, God, that doctors will realize that there's a great responsibility of being able to give diagnosis and pay attention to the concerns of people who are sick, oh God. Let them know that they hold a great and mighty position and they can't do anything except you give them understanding. They can't even read a book unless you give them the ability to read the book. They can't understand unless you give them the ability to understand. So we pray that you help these people. Give them a mind to know that every person that's born, whether they're good or bad, we all belong to you. And we need to show mercy and treat them with utter respect and help them as best as we can in the name of Jesus. So I pray for these people also, Heavenly Father. I thank you so much for what you're doing. Father God, you're working miracles. You're pouring out blessings. You're working things out, even when we don't see everything. But because we are your children, you have our best interest at heart, and you've already worked things out. You've already made us more than conquerors. Hallelujah. You've already made us a house that not built with hands, so that when we finish our assignment down here, glory be to God, we're going to a home, oh God, where we can spend eternity with you and we can rest from the labor down here. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, that you, Lord God, help those that are suffering with excess pain in their body. We speak to the excess pain, the very root cause. We command it to uproot and be cast back to the very pit from which it came from in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. I know it seems like it may be strange when we can say hallelujah, and devil, you get a headache for coming against the people of God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. But God, whatever we speak, believing that we receive, we have what we ask of you. So we bind up principalities and powers and rulers of darkness that's coming against the people of God, coming against our nation, coming against our loved ones, in the name of Jesus. You said whatever we bind here, you are binding in heaven. Hallelujah. And we pray according to your word, let all the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. And I thank you, Lord God, there's a day coming, hallelujah, that you're going to set everything in order. But in the meantime, we're going to continue to trust in the Lord with all of our heart, soul, and mind. And we'll lean not unto our own understanding, because if we try to understand it in our little finite minds, we'll never be able to understand it. But you're able to give us understanding, Heavenly Father, and you're able to help us. So we pray, oh God, this evening that you have mercy. And we pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, against this spirit of an anxiety. It seemed like the enemy is coming against people left and right with a spirit of fear. But you haven't given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. So when we claim that we are children of God, let us begin to inherit all that belongs to us. And so we cancel every foul spirit that's bringing anxiety and fear and worry to the heart, especially to the body of Christ. We come against that in the name of Jesus. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, those suffering with anxiety, that Jesus is the cure. And as people begin to receive Christ as Lord, God, you wipe away everything that's not like you in their life, in the name of Jesus. But in the meantime, we're interceding for these people, and we pray, oh God, that you deliver them with your mighty hand of righteousness. In the name of Jesus, I love you, Father God, because you love us. You spared not your only son. And if you didn't spare him, but delivered him up to be the sacrifice of us all, how much more will you provide for us those things that we stand in need of? We love you, Heavenly Father. I thank you, Lord God. I love you so much because you love us. I thank you so much for Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. We give glory and honor unto the Lord. What a mighty God we serve. Let God arise and our enemies be scattered. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as also forgive us our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, the power, forever and ever. Amen. Father, as we come before you today, we give thanks and glory and honor to you. We give you praise, hallelujah. We thank you, glory to God, and we can call upon your name as we come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. God, we come in your presence now to give you praise and glory and to take authority over every foul and unclean spirit that come, glory to God, to attack your people. We come against the foul spirits of the enemy that cause so much deception and confusion and chaos and power struggles and all kinds of prestigious spirits, glory to God, that want to exalt themselves over the power of God. We come, glory to God, asking you, God, to deal with the hearts of your people. You said, my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways. You want us to repent, glory to God. You will heal the land, and we bring ourselves into a place of submitting and committing to you and acknowledging our error and our sins and not denying and justifying. There's a work that you've called for us to do, and we can't do it living a part-time lover's life with you. You say, glory to God, you are a jealous God. We can't afford to allow any other God, any other idol, anything else to exalt itself before the Lord Jesus Christ. We can't even allow our own flesh to get in the way. We ask you, Lord God, to help us to recognize the error of our ways by seeking your faith, seeking your word out, and allowing that word to get in us. And if that word get in us, it will cleanse us and purify us and sanctify us. But we have to be willing and obedient. And you said even if we're willing and obedient, we'll eat the good of the land. So, God, I'm praying for a power of repentance in the heart of your people, that a conviction will be upon the heart. Recognize the error of the ways of themselves. You said in Corinth that examine ourselves daily to make sure that we are in the faith. We must individually, not judge and looking at others and glory to God, trying to get that mold out of their eyes when we got a 2x4 in ours. God, it's a time like never before for us to repent and to also walk in the will of the Lord and be a light, glory to God, unto others, to be a witness and not looking at me, us for, or trying to get how much we can gain in this land. You said, what profit is a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? God, we ask you right now for us to remember the purpose that you've died, the purpose, glory to God, you have set us in the earth realm, the purpose, glory to God, that you've given us to be a witness, to be in the light. You said, if we draw all out, if we exalt you, glory to God, Lord Jesus, that you would draw all men unto you. So, God, we're asking you right now for the blessed body of Christ to come into a place of forgiveness and walk in forgiveness, to walk in the love, walk in the agape, that, glory to God, we remember whose we are and what you've called us to do. We come against, glory to God, the spirits that have caused so much chaos and confusion that caused us to be divided. We take authority over the foul spirits of the enemy, but it's also, glory to God, praying that it be a submitted and a committed heart to say, glory to God, we want to make a change. It's too much, glory to God, of sickness and disease and too much murder and chaos and, glory to God, and dissension and confusion in the body of Christ. God, we are praying right now against these foul spirits, but glory to God, these things are not being named among us. God, we're to be the light. We're praying for mercy and grace, and God, we thank you for that you've already given us, but we're praying for more, glory to God, that we may come in line. So many people, glory to God, are out of place in you. They want to, glory to God, compromise. They want a part of the world, and they want a part, glory to God, in your kingdom with life insurance and health insurance and anything else they can get from you, but don't want to live the life, glory to God, completely. We praise you, glory to God, for those that are crying out to you and praying and interceding and trying to live a life and trying to be a witness. We pray, glory to God, to keep them, keep their minds and encourage them. But there's so many that, glory to God, that's causing division in the body. We're praying for an awakening, for them to see what's going on in the last days, for them to see, glory to God, that our real corporate, the real enemy is not the flesh and blood. It's the enemy, glory to God, that the enemy is the Satan and all his cohorts and the foul and unclean spirits and principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places. God, help us, go out to get to a place that we're humble out there. God, I'm praying that we don't get so desensitized by the murdering and all the things that are going on and all the pain and agony and the things that are going to God that people are doing and so many horrific crimes and all the stuff that are going on in our nation across the land, across the borders,
all across the globe in the name of Jesus. The things that we're happening, glory to God, for the kinds of murderers that are going on, the kinds of things people are doing and not caring one way or another about nobody's life. You look at them the wrong way of how they feel, or bump up against them, or either because, glory to God, they got fired, or because, glory to God, I don't want, glory to God, for you to have this person or that person, glory to God, so they just decide that, you know what, I'm going to take you out. I don't care anymore. God, we come against that spirit of the enemy that want to take the love, glory to God, from, and the concern and the passion and, glory to God, the concern about other people's lives or their property or whatever. We know these things are satanic. God, we're praying that we don't, glory to God, get to a place that, oh, it's just another day. And that's happened over there. It is coming up in the house of God. Even suicide and murder, glory to God. We're asking you, Lord God, to help. We're supposed to be an example and a light to make a difference in the world, not to let the world get in us. So, God, we're praying, have mercy in the name of Jesus. We're praying, glory to God, for those that are fighting the good fight of faith, trying to go to our stand in every way they can. We come against those our foul spirits that are trying to cause confusion in the house of God, trying to shut down the ministry, trying to keep us, glory to God, from being in a place that we can be the light, because the world wants to see, glory to God, nothing but destruction, always looking for something, glory to God, hallelujah, that they can be able to look at and say that the church is not real, and God is not here, and he's not concerned, and Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah, and glory to God is not the Lord. Open the door. God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you look upon these hearts, glory out of your people, and help us to get on one accord, to walk in unity, to walk in peace, to walk, glory to God, with a mindset to make a difference in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, glory to God, that you will bless in a miraculous way, that will be a time, glory to God, that we will have revival, and we will have, glory to God, the faith to be able to walk, glory to God, without being concerned about what the enemy is doing and what, glory to God, is going on. We are not walking in fear. We are walking in faith. Glory to God, there's too many people becoming faint-hearted. They're becoming fearful. They're becoming, glory to God, overwhelmed by what's going on and depressed and oppressed and suppressed. These things are not to be in the body of Christ. Not to be concerned, not to say that we're not going to be the concern, that there's going to be some trials and some challenges. And sometimes we may be at our point, glory to God, where we feel oppressed with some things, but we are not to allow the enemy to come in and just take over and glory to God in the name of Jesus. You're going to cast the cares, cast the concerns, build a relationship. Pray one for another. Build each other up. Bear one another's burdens in the name of Jesus. Confess it, what God's word says, not what the situation is saying. So, God, I'm praying, glory to God, for strength in the body. Praying for courage. Praying for encouragement. Praying, glory to God, that we get to a place where we'll be like that deer that panted after the water brook. So does our heart panting after you. That we're, glory to God, casting all our cares upon you and knowing with faith that you care for us and that change is coming. May not be the hour or the time that we think, but change is coming. Lord, help us, glory to God, to not get caught up in anxiety and have an anxiety attack. That is not. You said be anxious for nothing but by prayer and supplication. Make our request known. You give us that peace that passes all understanding. Give us a mindset to think on the things that are true, that, glory to God, those things, glory to God, that are earnest and honest, those things, glory to God, that you said, glory to God, that are lovely. Help us to get to that place that we have the mind of Christ and stand on his word and not be moved. God, it's too many times where too many people are compromising in the body of Christ because of pressure or because of desire or because they want to appease the flesh. You said in these last days what man was going to do would be lovers of themselves more than lovers of God. God, glory to God, I'm thankful. Glory to God, disobedient to parents. God, but you still set us here in this earth realm to be a light. Oh, glory to God, to be an example, to be a witness, to reach those that we can. So, God, help us not to get in the spirit of despair and in the spirit, glory to God, of nonchalant and get hypocritical. But, God, help us to get a hunger and a thirst for you like never before to recognize what you called us to be and what you called us to do. So, God, we thank you for greatest God's faithfulness. Thank you for the change. Thank you for those that are being transformed. Thank you for those, glory to God, being a witness. God, thank you, Lord God, for the love that you placed in hearts to reach out into others. We thank you, Lord God, for glory, your grace, your mercy every day. For Jesus, God, we are not, glory to God, going to give up. We are going to stand, and regardless of the challenges, regardless of our position, we are not going to let what we go through, the circumstances, circumstances and situations dictate to us, to manipulate us and massage us and cause us, glory God, to take down. So I thank you again for the prayer warriors. I thank you for the preachers and teachers and the fivefold ministry of those that are being faithful and being obedient to the Lord. Also, we know that many other preachers are the righteous, as we also say, glory to God, but you said you have delivered us out of them all. Be of good cheer. You have overcome the world. You said greater is he on the inside of us than he is after us. And you said one or two, glory to God, be brought together in prayer on one accord. How we glory to God, you are moving the midst. God, and you told us to know them that labor among us. We have to know, glory to God, hallelujah, who, glory to God, is standing firm and standing on the word so we won't get caught up in the cares of this life, in the cares of the world, or glory to God, being a partaker of another man's sin. God, we will not take counsel with the ungodly, but we're going to be like that tree planted by the rivers of water that we shall not be moved. God, I bless you for all that you've done and doing. Glory to God, I thank you, Heavenly Father, as we come to you in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Oh, Heavenly Father, we pray, glory to God, for ourselves and everyone that we pray for today, and that we ask you that you will renew our strength, the ones that will wait upon you, you that you shall, glory to God, and cause us to mount up with wings as eagles, and that it will run and not be weary, and it will walk and not faint. I thank you, glory to God, you will renew, glory to God, our strength as we stand on your promises, stand on your word, and glory to God, that we will mount up with wings as eagles, that we will run and not be weary, we will walk and not be faint. In the name of Jesus, we pray, glory to God, as we stand on your word, glory to God, that you forgive us and help us, glory to God, that we may follow your direction. God, we ask you, glory to God, for our to and ears to hear, glory to God, and a heart to comprehend and receive what the Holy Spirit is saying to us in the name of Jesus. And God, we bless you for each day and every day, for our families, for our life, for our health, glory to God, for those things that you allow us to possess and help us not to allow it to possess us. Glory to God, because you say, what profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Help us, glory to God, to take those things that you have given unto us, but always humble ourselves under your mighty hand. Let you do the exalting. Let you open the doors that no man can close, and close the doors that no man can open. Let us not push and pursue after things that you didn't call us to do. Help us, glory to God, that we have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say, and go out, move accordingly. We bless you today, God. We honor you for all that you've already done. We thank you, glory to God, hallelujah, as we declare by your power, you are helping us, glory to God, to stand boldly and fearless, glory to God, and go out steadfast in the faith, and faithful and true to you, and loyal to your name. In the name of Jesus. So, God, I bless you today and I honor you. I pray for marriages, God. I pray against the satanic attack that come in to bring so much division in the house and so much confusion and have one against the other and cause us, glory to God, even believers, glory to God. There's so much divorce, there's so much dysfunctional going on in the home where we are not putting God first and seeking Him first. God, I pray, glory to God, for the healing in the land of repentance and glory to God to put you back first. In the name of Jesus. We also pray for those, glory to God, that don't know you in the pardon of their sins. Save them and deliver. But we are praying for so many attacks that come, glory to God, that cause people, glory to God, to not to want to turn to you so that they find themselves doing all kinds of foul things, glory to God, that appease the flesh and sometimes retaliation and doing things, glory to God, out of anger and hatred and frustration and prejudices. We come against those foul spirits in the name of Jesus because it only brings destruction. But we are praying, glory to God, that mercy of God change hearts. Take out hearts of stones and put in hearts of flesh. Give them a mind to want to be saved and want to be delivered. But help us as believers to be light, and that we won't, glory to God, have our light up on a bushel or, glory to God, a flashlight and so forth. Glory to God, the world can't even see the light of Jesus Christ in us. We got to be steadfast in the faith. We got to be, glory to God, true, glory to God, to who Jesus is, being transformed in His image. Not, glory to God, one way today, tomorrow we don't know, and glory to God, we don't know if you're on the job one way, know you're in the marketplace, know you're in the home and the church another way. We got to have that one personality and that one, glory to God, mind, glory to God, to serve God and to be alive. Even in the hardship, no, glory to God, God's got a way of turning everything around for the good. So, God, we just plead, glory to God, for the body of Christ to make a change, to make a change that we'll be on one accord, finding a good side of faith, and that we'll be a force to be reckoned with to pull down the strongholds of the enemy, to make a difference, Lord, to God, in somebody's life from the life we might live, Lord, to God, because somebody might not never pick up a Bible, but what are they reading about you? What is on your fruit tree? What are they saying about you? What are they saying about this Christ, this Jesus, Lord, to God, hallelujah, that you serve? Do you only know him as the Christ of your crisis, or do you know him as Lord in the name of Jesus? We got to renounce the devil, and we got to make Jesus Lord. So, God, I pray, Lord, to God, that you continue to bless. And go, Lord, we're not taking away from those, Lord, we got to stand in, but it's too many that are standing down. And Lord, we got trying to serve two masters. We love you today. We appreciate you and we adore you. Thank you again for your mercy and your grace. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Bless the Lord. Praise God. We're going to get prepared now to open the line for those that have a prayer request. And those, glory to God, that the Lord may be given a praise report. And then we're going to hear that, and we're going to say so long, because when God's finished, we need to be finished. Amen. Amen. Praise God. At this time, bless the Lord, anyone that has a prayer request or praise report, we're going to give a few minutes each to each one, and I'm going to open the line to everyone in just a moment. Give me a moment. We'll open the line. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory.
Praise
you're so marvelous. So wonderful. We thank you again tonight for glory. I bless you. When the enemy wanted to fight us to keep us offline, we'll thank you for the power of prayer and for those, glory to God, that have prayed and believed God with us for those lives to be open, that they continue to be open. In the name of Jesus, pray for a blood covering over these your people. In Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Thank God, Pastor Hubbard. I wanted to just say I thank God and to tell Mother Willette I'm trying now to go forward. The prospective person that I told you about, the landlord, told me yesterday, Saturday, that they had a family emergency, so I just want you to pray for their family. That's the new landlord, and I also have been praying and just asked him. I don't know the family business. I didn't ask him, but I told him I would mention him in prayer to you all. And so I've moved forward, and I'm trying to see and asking God's favor on that housing. And that's a home, so I'm thanking him for that. I wanted to share that with Mother because she told me she had been
you
asking.
Did get your home?
And my girl, yeah. No, I'm trying to get it. I put the paperwork in.
Okay.
And also I had Sister Mary stay by me. She went to California for 3 weeks. She said after everything she went through with her son, but he's okay. She said she needed a break, and I certainly understood that. So she would be back in 3 weeks, but she said she needed some rest. So I wanted to give Mother that prayer, praise report, and I'm being very hopeful. And now I just need to get everything packed up and financial blessing towards that. I'm also asking for prayer for my son, and he would be able to get his back rent paid up. He's paying everything he can pay in his child support, but they need to reduce it, or they need to just let that be because he pays his bills. But you can only do so much out of a paycheck, and he don't even work full time. And I wouldn't mind helping, but I can't do that and move on. And I'm trying to move on because I need to move on. So I'm asking a blessing that way to come through. And I'm just grateful. I really am grateful. It's been a tedious journey. I want to pray also for Deborah. She's doing much better. But there may be something with the medication. They need to be regulated, she told me. And I want her to be okay. So just asking God to give me wisdom on that. So just keep us in prayer. But I'm very grateful, and I wanted to give that testimony tonight. And we're just praying that everything go through. God give us favor, and that we'll be able to make the move, and you know.
Praise God. Amen. And you did say
that
the lady that we were praying for, the son, they got shot 10 times. He said the mother said that they were doing better. He was doing much better. Did he say the other day?
Yeah.
Thank God for the power of prayer with that. Yes.
Thank you,
God.
Mother Willette. Everybody.
Amen. Any more prayer requests or praise reports before we pray?
Well, I thank and praise God, Minister BJ. I thank and praise God for his grace and his mercy. My son, he's still eating. Thank and praise God for that. He seems to be doing really good. He's still scheduled for an appointment to go down to Charleston at the end of this month. But I thank and praise God. God has given him a respite and me one too. So I thank God for that. And I thank and praise God. My brother said they had to take mom back to the hospital, but it was basically so they could, you know, give her something to use the bathroom. And he said after she used the bathroom, she really was doing much better. So I'm grateful to God. And however God wants to work it out. And, you know, God, his way is so much higher than ours. And he's able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think. And he truly is working things out for our good. Sometimes, you know, we don't see it at the onset when you're going through. You don't see everything, but because we're children of God, we know God has our best interest at heart. And he's going to work it out for good, even though it don't feel good, praise
God.
But he is working it out for our good. And I thank and praise God. Reminded me of Paul. Paul was saying, you know, in Philippians, how some people preach for gain's sake, but they have different reasons for why they preach. But he said, just as long as they preach Christ. And that's the whole key. So I thank and praise God. But I thank and praise God, regardless of what's going on, God still has our best interest. And guess what? We still on the winning side. And I just thank and praise God for all that he is doing. And I just pray that we have a mind. I want my mind to be that Lord, whatever you let me know to do, let me do that. I don't want to make a move unless you say, this is what I want for you to do. So I just thank and praise God for what he's doing. He's truly an awesome and a mighty good God. And he loves us. And he is working things out regardless of what the situation looked like. We just have to continue to trust God. Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Any other reports?
Praise the Lord, Sister Hubbard.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello. Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want the prayer warriors to pray for. I got news on Saturday that my pastor, she passed. The lady that I was telling you about that I always walked, you know, always been with when I was in my hometown.
Yeah.
She passed on Saturday. And I know she's gone on, but I just want you to pray for the family. They live in Yonkers, New York, and I know that they're going through. I know they are, because I know all the family. And so my heart is kind of heavy, but I know she's at rest. She's at rest, but I just think about the family and stuff. So I ask her to pray for her. And my sister, she have diabetes, and I talked to her today, and she was talking about how her feet, you know, they burn real bad. And so I asked you to pray for that too. And my son-in-law, he had to go to the doctor. He got diabetes too. He should have went to the doctor at the time, but he didn't. His sugar jumped up to 300. He would not go to the doctor.
No.
He would not go to the hospital. And they called me to pray for him. But he started back to work and everything. But just keep him in prayer, because he's out there on the road with that, driving that truck. And so just keep him in prayer.
So he did go to the doctor, or he didn't go?
He went. He went to the doctor, but he didn't go at the time he should have went when he got that high. He did go.
Okay. We'll be praying for him for being mindful of that. So sometimes men get a little stubborn about things, about being obedient to do that. But we're praying for his health and for God to bless out there. I'm not going to jump the line, but for my spirit man to pray for you. I want to pray for your prayer requests, and I'll do it all at once. And the only reason why I'm jumping the line for other people is because of your heart. Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, we come before you. Now, Mother McCormick, heart is all about doing your will and putting you first and seeking your face and seeking your God's righteousness and letting everything else be added. And God, she sacrificed to even pray for others even when our heart is heavy. So we're asking you, Lord, to touch your heart now for someone that was a mentor in her life, the apostle's family, that you would touch them, strengthen them, and encourage them. Only you can go in places in our heart
and nobody else can go for comfort. We're praying that the Holy Spirit, glory to God, will touch, and we're praying that, glory to God, the ministering angels will be there. We pray for Mother McCormick. Come on, come on. We pray for Mother McCormick's heart, God, because her heart, glory to God, that she's heavy. But you said, cast all our cares upon you because you care for us. And God, you know, glory to God, in your word, and we know in your word, you said, let not your heart be troubled, glory to God, but believe in you. So we're trusting you right now that you touch our heart. Touch, glory to God, where her heart feeling heavy, and cast that care back and just bring comfort to the ministering angels, to her folks as well, in the name of Jesus, as well as the family. We pray for her son, God, the son-in-law, that you would touch his heart. God, and help him to be wise about his condition and his body, because until you bring about a divine healing, give him wisdom. Don't allow him to be out there and have go into a diabetic coma or something happen because of disobedience or pushing it off to later on. God, I pray right now, give him, we'll put a conviction upon his heart to think about himself, but also his family and the people that are on that road. So, God, I pray that it will not have to be a situation of something that nobody got, that he'll be sorry for later. Pray for her sister with the diabetes, too, that you will heal both of them, bring deliverance to them. But we're thanking you for being monitored and thanking you for help. In Jesus' name, we do pray. We give you all the glory and all the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Before we get ready to pray and close, is there another prayer request? We don't want to overlook the person if the person starts the prayers, and then we're gonna close. Was there another? Okay, if not, then Mother, will let would you just kindly pray again for Evangelist Cheryl for the situation she is in with her housing. We know that she's pretty close now about getting her home, and so and pray for the
move.
I think she's saying her
trying return. To get everything out of there, Mother.
Okay, for the Lord to bless for her to be able to get everything packed up out of her apartment, and also for transition for her to have for her new place. And for her son, and whatever the situation is about the child support, that God bless his finances in favor as well. And something about the situation with the medication. So
okay.
You cover those
Deborah,
right there.
Who is Deborah? Deborah with medication?
Oh, yes. She's doing okay, but I think first they gave her just a low dose, and then she told me the other day, Mom, that medicine is making me a little crazy, she said, and I said, well, I don't know, maybe you just got to regulate, but I told her, I said, we'll watch it, and if need be, we see your counselor next month, we'll tell her to lower it, you know, that was to help her to concentrate, but I don't want her on something that's going to make her, you know, go crazy,
right.
Like she said, I don't know that
right.
It is, mother, sometimes children don't want to take it, but I don't want her, like you said, Minister BJ, we talked about that before, being too much. But she needs to have enough just to concentrate and not be distracted because she is, they say, ADHD. So I'm trying to cooperate, but I don't want her too on too much of that stuff, you know?
Yes, ma'am. Okay, I can pray about that. This someone by the name of Mary, she needs prayer?
Yeah, Mary is the young lady whose son was shot 10 times, and
okay.
He's feeling better. She said, thank God he's not crippled. She said that her son is away. I guess he's in protective. I'm going to say too much because he's on the air. Custody, I don't
okay.
know where. And she went out of town for 3 weeks to rest.
Okay.
So I believe she needed that, yeah.
Okay. All right, we'll pray. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father, so much for being so good and knowing each one of us one by one. Father God, we're lifting up Sister Cheryl right now in the name of the Lord Jesus. I thank you so first of all, for what you're doing in her life. I thank you for her mindset of refreshing her and letting her know that she is your child. And because she's your child, she's authorized to come to you at any time and bring any need, hallelujah, that she has. And let her expectation be from you, oh God. So I thank you for what you're doing in her life. And then I thank you, Lord God, for the transition she's making with the new home, and we're praying a special prayer over the residence that she's going to. We pray that you dispatch and we send forth your mighty warrior angels to go, and Lord God, just make sure everything is prepared and safe there, and drive out anything that's not like you at the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. and nothing following her anywhere in the name of Jesus except your goodness and your mercy. Let your goodness and mercy travel with her and her family wherever they go in the name of Jesus. Continue to keep her covered with your whole armor at the name of Jesus, and let no weapon form against her prosper. Thank you for working out every situation in her life and her family life for good, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you, and we lift up the new landlord, and we thank you, Lord God, and we pray for favor in her situation with her new home in the name of Jesus. God, we lift up Miss Mary in the name of Jesus. You know that she's gone through a traumatic experience just by her son being shot, oh God. So we pray, oh God, that you give her, oh God, restore her soul. Oh, Lord God, you said in this 23rd Psalm that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters, and he restores my soul. So I pray that you restore Sister Mary, strengthen her, Lord God. Build her up, give her a mind to know if she's in Christ, that things are going to turn out for good in spite of what's going on in her life. But give her a restoration, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I lift up Sister Cheryl's son in the name of Jesus in the situation with the child support, Father God. Most of all, I pray that he would be the father that he needs to be to his child or children in the name of Jesus. And I pray, oh God, that he take his responsibility serious as a male, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, that he have a changed mindset when it deals with being responsible for, Lord God, what you have placed him as a father over in the name of Jesus. So we pray that he realize that he has a great responsibility in that he's a male and that he's a father in the name of Jesus. But we pray that you will have mercy on him and help him to make sure he do his part so he don't have trouble. And we pray that you deal with those who try to make trouble for him in error in the name of Jesus. Have mercy in that situation and let him realize that he needs to take responsibility and not depend on mom to bail him out every time he gets in trouble. Father God, help us to make good decisions, Lord God. Help us to make the right decision. Let your Holy Spirit give us guidance in the name of Jesus concerning every situation and circumstance that we face. Let us look to you. Let us look to you and lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways, let us acknowledge you for guidance in every situation in the name of Jesus. And remember Sister Cheryl's daughter, Deborah, Lord God. And I pray for a supernatural miracle of healing, because you know about ADHD, Lord God, how it keeps you off focus. And a lot of the medication, it will have you feeling like a zombie. It may even make you have some type of hallucinates, Lord God, and make you feel like a zombie. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that if she must need be on medication, that they prescribe a medication that's going to help her and not make her feel like she's a zombie or make her, you know, hallucinate or whatever it is, Lord God. But I pray in the name of Jesus that you deal with that attention and deficit hyperactivity disorder. Deal with it, Father God, and bring about a change. I pray for a change, and I pray for a blessing in Deborah's life. And I pray, oh God, that you touch and move by your spirit. You can regulate that condition of the brain that brings about this attention deficit in the name of Jesus. Work it out for good, oh God. Perfect all that pertain or concern, Sister Cheryl, in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise. We give you glory. Our expectation is from you. I thank you that you, Lord God, desire us to be whole and well and prosper in Jesus' name. Help us, Lord God, to seek you for all of our needs. And for this, we give you the praise. Love you, Lord, again. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Father, we do thank you for Mother Willette and her son. Thank you for God touching her mother's body in the name of Jesus and her son. We thank you for the divine healing. We thank you for that you're going to do. And they're both going to get a full recovery in the name of Jesus. We give you praise in advance for the progress that's already being made and that it won't be a reoccurrence. We thank you for strengthening her and encouraging her and for her still standing, glory to God, on the wall and continue to do so. We thank you for all the prayer warriors tonight. Thank you for Mother Alexander. Pray glory to God for everyone that was on the line, those that spoke and those that did not. Pray continuously for Pastor Bird for transition to Florida. She's there, but in the meantime, she's praying for her house to be sold quickly. So we believe in that and praying that everything else in transition on that end, that she'll be able to find a place as well. God, we pray glory to God for them and get ready to take their cruise to this week, and there's a storm going to be in that area that they're going. Pray, God, you protect them on that ship and even on the island or wherever they're going. We just pray for all those, glory to God, that are in need of prayer and for need of deliverance and healing right now. We thank you for your mighty hand. Pray for our families and our loved ones. Thank you for those prayers that have been answered, glory to God, and even for the favor that we're receiving, glory to God, in our homes and with us and in our ministries. And God, we pray one for another that we continue to keep that in heart and not think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. We thank you for your mercy and grace every day. You're so wonderful, Lord. And thank you for keeping us in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, praise the Lord, dearies. We're going to say so long. And I have guests now, so I'm going to have to get ready for this dinner. And I praise God for you all and your faithfulness and pray continuously that we'll keep this thing bound up where the adversary will try to keep coming up against this prayer all of a sudden with the system. And there's nothing wrong with the computer, but it seems like we have these little interruptions every once in a while, but we're taking authority over that, and we're believing God for great things. Mother Evangelist Willette will be speaking on the fourth Sunday of this month at 7:00. In Jesus' name, we pray God's blessings.
And amen.
BlogTalkRadio.com/Divine Connection. For those that want to come online to listen to any of the past ones or the ones coming up in the name of Jesus. God bless you, and we praise God for you. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.